Good morning, everyone. Today is the 28th of November, 2017. The gospel is pure, plain, and simple truth that is revealed by the Spirit of God. Man can't attain to it, and man's knowledge of history, literature, the sciences, math, all of that has nothing to do with salvation. Salvation, Jonah said, is of the Lord. And James 2:26 tells us, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. And they're talking, a lot of people think that's man's personal holiness, but it's the imputed righteousness of Christ. We can't enter in the Holy of Holies without that perfect sacrifice that was given, Jesus Christ himself. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh those things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if we do these things, we shall never fall. But by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Well, as we think about these things this morning, have you contemplated or thought about the reality that the... wisdom of man is foolishness, according to Scripture. I've entitled this Rocket Science, Rocket Science. One does not have to be a rocket scientist to understand. The gospel is really a simple plan, but to understand it and embrace it, one must be born again. The wisdom of this world is foolishness and leads man to hell, but the knowledge of Christ has to be revealed. But God hath chosen the foolish things to confound the wise. That's why men look so good in his own eyes. But to those who are born again, our flesh we despise. No one does not have to be a rocket scientist to be born again. This is the work of the Spirit being wrought in him. The spiritual understanding in ourselves we never could afford. But Scripture tells us, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Well, there's no glory apart from our Savior. There's no glory in our works. There's no glory in anything of this world. You know, man may accomplish a lot of things while they're down here, you know. They may have all the world's goods. They may have numerous letters, doctor's degrees, and certifications. And they may be able to do a lot of things. But the only hope for you and I is that we've been born again. That's our only hope. I'm going to read this one more time. Rocket science. One does not have to be a rocket scientist to understand the gospel is really a simple plan. But to understand it and embrace it, one must be born again. The wisdom of this world is foolishness and leads man to hell. But the knowledge of Christ has to be revealed. But God has chosen the foolish things to confound the wise. That's why men look so good in his own eyes. But to those who are born again, our flesh we despise. No, one does not have to be a rocket scientist to be born again. This is the work of the Spirit being wrought in him. The spiritual understanding in ourselves we never could afford. But Scripture tells us, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. And so, are we glorying in Christ this morning? Are we glorying in his death, his burial, his resurrection, his eternal love that he showered on us before creation, before the foundation of the world? Is that our focus? Have we been born again by the Spirit of God who has caused us to embrace and believe these things? I sure hope that's the case for all of us, and that this flesh we despise, because in our flesh dwelleth no good thing. God be with you this day, and he will be.